Welcome back to my podcast. You know, I'm a lonely guy, so I often do these podcasts by myself, but I have a lot of fun doing it because I remember the things that I was taught as an educator. One of the things I did when I became an athlete, I started gymnastics when I was 15 years old, and I went all the way to collegiate, ended up getting paid to do gymnastics, ended up coaching at the university, and we won national championships, and I was a coach. So I've had a lot of fun. I've had athletes perform at the collegiate level. I had athletes perform at the Olympic level. So many fun things, but these all were based around the same principles. And it started when I was a kid, when I wanted to do gymnastics starting so late in life. So what I did was, I got a poster. I put the whole world on my map, on my wall. And then I proceeded to go to San Francisco and find all the gymnastics books I could find, and I just studied like crazy. That propelled me to be able to become a very good coach, but understand what I needed to do as an athlete. Without realizing it, I was following a 10 principles that I learned later in life through my coach who taught through Edge Institute. He taught us some very smart things. So let me tell you some of the principles I took with me. And then we're going to go to our Spanish lesson, which today we're going to talk about phrases of certain types. Here we go. Let's start now. Okay. The 10 ways. I'm so sorry. I don't know why I'm fighting this allergy issue. So please forgive me. But anyway, number one, make short-term and long-term goals. It's very important to have short-term and long-term. Next, hold on. It wasn't until I decided to talk into the microphone today that my head starts saying that I'm feeling allergies. Okay, first, make short-term and long-term goals. Two, reward yourself each time you achieve a goal. Reward is very important. Don't do it before, don't do it in the middle, do it after. Three, pick a time of day that works for you and stick it to it every day. Because I'm busy, I always do at range. Hold on. Oh, life. Anyway, I always pick a range, but I make sure I do it pretty often, or I make sure that I have a book that I write in. When I was doing stand-up comedy, I would write in a book. Same principle, okay? Number four. Share your goals to others so they can support you. When I came to Mexico City, I actually let everybody know that I was doing that. I was getting my U.S. citizenship. I had my U.S. citizenship, but I was getting my Mexican citizenship. And I was moving toward wanting to be part of Mexico. At the same token, I wanted to invest in Mexico. So that meant I needed to learn the language. Now, although I come from a Mexican family, we truly didn't learn Spanish as a kid. So it was taking me a lot longer to learn it. Now that I'm in Mexico for a good year, I'm still learning it, and so I'm enjoying it as we're moving forward. Hold on one second. All right, number four, share your goals with others so that they can support you. Five, find a study buddy. This is really important in learning languages so you can communicate back to each other. I actually have the two young boys who I work with here in Mexico City that were street vendors, and now I've made them into a film people. And so now they're doing film with me and audio and different things like that. And they help when we want to do short skits. So I have a study buddy twos, okay? But they're also learning English. So what I'm doing for fun, when I do my lesson in Spanish, I sit with them and I reverse it. So that means they're trying to learn to speak the English as they help me coordinate and say the Spanish correctly, but it also gives me that confidence I need to continue and be successful. Six, make a specific goal. Make sure that goal is attainable. A lot of times people make these goals that are too far away. Don't make them so close that it's always attainable. Make it a little bit harder work, but you have to work at it, but stay focused. Okay, next, visualize your goal becoming a reality. When I put those maps on the wall, I knew that I would be traveling internationally with gymnastics. It's just something in my mind I knew was going to happen. And lo and behold, 5 years after I started that goal, I achieved it. It's just focused on my mind, and I stayed focused the whole time. Have a clear motivation for learning Spanish. Although I understood basic words, I could go to Taco Bell in the U.S. and order whatever I wanted. Although I could hear my mom when I was a kid talk about us in Spanish, and we would run whenever we knew her say our name, because then we knew we were in trouble. I had a clear vision of why I wanted to learn Spanish. My problem was I needed to learn more business-type words, more business-type knowledge, so I could have a communication about business. So although this classes and these courses that I'm talking are just basic, in my mind, I'm still practicing negocios so I can have discussions with people and business people as we're moving through, and I'm working in Mexico City as a businessman. I'm sorry about clearing my throat all the time, but I don't know what's going on today. So that's my clear motivation for learning Spanish. Number 9, give yourself a realistic deadline. I came here in my first year and I did pretty good. I improved my Spanish probably 40%, but I still needed 30% more. And I knew the last 30% was probably going to be better, easier to do than the first 40%. And that's where I am now. Sometimes I find myself reading Spanish, walking away, and then but in my mind, I'm reading it in English. Now, although I'm understanding in Spanish, I'm clearly understanding it in English. And I had to go back to make sure that I didn't read it in English. And I said, oh no, it's in Spanish. So anyways, be realistic about your timelines. 10, and most important, make sure you understand the habits you need in order to be successful in this venture. This is not the first time I tried to speak Spanish. I mean, I went to college, I passed, I got a good grade, all these other things. But the reality is this. It wasn't until I came to Mexico City, where everybody speaks Spanish, that I really could concentrate on what did I needed to do to be successful in the language. But the United States, it just wasn't the same. There's a lot of different social isms that go around that makes, if you're an American speaking Spanish, that, you know, it doesn't work so well because most Mexicans there want to speak English. So you have this issue. Anyway. That's my little positive motivation of why you want to learn Spanish and how to be successful. And those things, whether you want to be a businessman, or do business in Mexico, or any of those activities, I can help you. But these are the principles I practice. And they were taught to me by Don Robinson at ASU Gymnastics, who I used to go to his lectures, his seminars, and be his little, his assistant. So I carried his stuff. I did all the things when he did his speeches. And at the same token, I got a free dinner. So I did it for my ulterior motives. Okay, now let's go on to our lesson today. Today, I decided I wanted to do a lesson based on phrases, expressions of how to agree to things. Okay, so we're going to go through the list. There's quite a few, but I'm only going to do 34 of them. I'm actually working off the list that sends to me all the time, this email list. And I love it. They have good things to look at. Make sure that then it's called mydailyspanish.com. So I'm going to make a list, and you can go along with me. And some of the words I may say wrong, we're pretty close. Most of the words will be pretty close. In English, I will say it perfectly. Okay, so these are expressions of agreeing. These lessons I'm also teaching to the young boys who are 12 and 15. They are very, very basic here in Mexico in terms of schooling. So it's a little bit work for me, but also it's great for them. When they're starting to hear Spanish, they're hearing English at the age that I think it actually really helps them. I'm sorry for clearing my throat so much. Please forgive me. I'm going to cut it out so I have to make these wrong videos. Okay, expressions of agreeing. Here's one. I share your point of view. Comparto tu punto de vista. Comparto tu punto de vista. I share your point of view. You are right about. Tienes razón en eso. Tienes razón en eso. You are right about. Without any doubt. Sin duda alguna. Sin duda alguna. Of course. Por supuesto. Por supuesto. Of course. Yes. That's true. Sí, eso es verdad. Sí, eso es verdad. 6. Yes, I agree with that. Sí, estoy de acuerdo con esto. Sí, estoy de acuerdo con eso. Yes, I agree with that. Good idea. Let's do it. Bueno idea. Hagámoslo. Bueno idea. Hagámoslo. Hagámoslo. That's how you say it. I said it wrong. Okay. Buena Buena idea. Hagamos solo. Good idea. Let's do it. I'm going to put a star by that one because I need to practice that one more. Estoy a tu favor. I'm in your favor. Estoy a tu favor. I'm in your favor. You may be right. Puede que tengas razón. Puede que tengas razón. You may be right. I think the same as you. Pienso lo mismo que tú. Pienso lo mismo que tú. I think the same as you. That's a good point. Ese es un buen punto. Ese es un buen punto. That is a good point. That's just what I was thinking. Eso es lo que estaba pensando. Eso es lo que estaba pensando. That is what I was thinking. I think so too. También pienso lo mismo. También pienso lo mismo. También pienso lo mismo. I think so too. I couldn't agree more. No podría estar más de acuerdo. No podría estar más de acuerdo. I couldn't agree more. Yo tampoco. Neither did I. Yo tampoco. Now that's tampoco. Neither did I. Yes, that's clear. Sí, eso está claro. Yes, that's clear. Sí, eso está claro. I feel the same way. Siento lo mismo. Siento lo mismo. Absolutely. Absolutamente. 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 Absolutely. I see what you mean. Veo lo que quieres decir. Veo lo que quieres decir. I see what you mean. I agree entirely. Estoy de acuerdo completamente. Estoy de acuerdo completamente. Completamente. I agree entirely. It's an interesting idea. Es una idea interesante. Es una idea interesante. It is an interesting idea. I was just going to say that. Eso es lo que iba a decir. Eso es lo que iba a decir. I had the same idea. Tuve la misma idea. Tuve la misma idea. You're right. You're very right. Estás muy en lo cierto. Estás muy en lo cierto. You're very right. You nailed it on the head. Deste en el clavo. Deste en el clavo. Exactly. Exactamente. Exactly. Exactamente. No problem. No hay problema. No problem. No hay problema. So do I, / me too. So do I, / me too. Yo también. This is a case where some words are mixed in Spanish will actually be one phrase that means certain things based on context. So do I. Me too. Yo también. It's a good idea. Es una buena idea. Es una buena idea. It's a good idea. All right. Está bien. Está bien. That's what I think. Eso es lo que pienso. That's what I think. Eso es lo que pienso. I'd say the same. Yo diría lo mismo. Yo diría lo mismo. I'd say the same. We're on the same page. Estamos en la misma página. Estamos en la misma página. We're on the same page. And finally, number 34 for the day. We'll continue this tomorrow, so make sure to come back around the same time. Central Standard Time, because I'm in Mexico City. It might be. Podría ser. Podría ser. All right. So that was our fun little expressions for agreeing concepts and ideas. This is our lesson that we take from mydailyspanish.com. I would recommend you to join them. It's free. Please They're not giving me permission to do this. I'm just kind of doing it. If they get mad at me, they can yell at me and tell me not to do it anymore. But right now, I'm kind of enjoying it. It gives me a lesson in doing it twofold. I'm also teaching the young Mexicans here. I'm working with age 12 to 15, and they're reversing what I'm doing. So that means they're learning to say the words in English while I understand it perfectly in Spanish. But that also gives me a perfect study group because they are teaching me the proper way to say it in Mexico City. Okay, if that's a word. If it's not, oh, well, I just made it a word. Okay, so thank you very much. This is Michael Pina Podcast, Yo Soy. And also, if you're interested in investing in Mexico City, I can help you. Is I hacer negocios here. And I can help you understand the government side. I can even help you understand how to move here and find a safe place to live. So make sure to join us on Yo Soy in our podcast. Go to majordomolist.com, sign up for our newsletter, and lo and behold, you can be part of what we're doing. Thank you very much. Have a great day. I'm printing a report.